we've been waiting for a while now. Jeremy, where are we?
We are near the Jaffa Gate.
We're near the Jaffa Gate. How did we get here?
We walked.
Why did we walk?
Because it was taking too long to get tickets at the train.
So the old man, Keith, he wants everyone to get the train because it'll be easier and it's, you know, only 7 shekel and so on and so forth. But there was only one, there was one ticket machine. Mm-hmm. And then someone's coin got stuck in the ticket machine and it was just becoming more trouble than it was worth. So Jeremy and I said, no, we'll just walk. They said, oh, sure, you walk. Okay, well, it's going to be here, here, and here. So we'll get there before you. So we arrived a few minutes ago and we just watched them go past in their tram. They've just gone up a way of Jaffa Road. Now they have to walk down. We'll just sit here and look cool for a while, right?
Yes. Yes. The nice thing about walking is the fact that you get to walk around the wall or beside the old walls of Jerusalem, of the old city, and you get to see all the beautiful people that are walking as well.
It's an experience. You're experiencing that. Yeah, it's much slower pace and you get to see a lot more. And actually, you and I had a great day today walking, didn't we?
Yes.
Who knows where we ended up? What we were really doing was we were on our way to Jaffa Road, had to book another hotel and wanted to find a laundromat. On the way, Yoel Halevi, he rings us, Yoel Ben Shlomo. We end up, he makes some plans, we end up getting a lift with Nehemiah Gordon, right?
Yep.
We got a lift with Nehemiah. He took us to a restaurant called 54. 54. Now, he tells me that it was called 54 because there was nothing on the menu over 54 shekels. That was a while ago. Yep. That's no longer the case. But what did we have for lunch?
We had popcorn chicken.
What is popcorn chicken? It's a bit hard to explain, but it was small pieces of chicken. It was really delicious. Is that some kind of Israeli delicacy? I don't know.
You know, I'm not sure either.
I'm not sure either, but he recommended it. We had that as well. It was really nice. And they went on. Now, they've gone a little further to what is regarded a better place for a moon sighting, right? We're here at the Jaffa Gate. We walked back from there. We had a great time walking back.
Yeah, we did.
We walked for, I don't know, was it an hour until we finally got back to the hotel?
Yeah, it was about roughly an hour.
And it's nice to take the time and not have any sort of deadlines, anywhere you have to be, just take the time walking, and we had a great time. Now, Keith's finally walked down from Jaffa Road. Well, so look, how long is it? We've been waiting and waiting and waiting for you.
All I have to say is Jono is out of control, ladies and gentlemen. He's got his own itinerary. He's going to places we don't know. He's got secret things. The group saw you and said, we must not leave him. We had to get off the train early so we could come and get you and Jeremy.
But no, we can't leave Jono.
You guys were taking too long. Anyway, so here we are at Jaffa Gate. Keith. Where are we, mate? We're almost at Jaffa Gate. Tell you what, Tim's going to be in trouble soon. All right. What are we doing here at Jaffa Gate, Keith?
What we're trying to do is we're trying to get to a place where we can try our best, to the best of our ability, to get a look at the sun setting, which is going to be setting really soon, so that we'll see the first sliver of the new moon and we'll declare that it's the beginning of the month, of the first month of the year.
Okay, there it is. So the first, let's follow the crescent, the first sighting of the crescent. That could be. Now that I'm talking about it, Keith, I'm looking around the sky. It's the first time I've done this evening, but I can see a lot of cloud. What does it mean?
Oh, that means that the clouds may cover the first sliver of the crescent moon, and if that's the case and we don't see it unless it's not sighted from somewhere else, then tomorrow automatically will be the beginning of the year.
So it's a little touch and go. So hang on. So if I'm to understand this, though the crescent may be there, it doesn't matter unless you actually visibly see it with your eyeball. What if...
Yes.
Because it's cloudy.
Well, there are some people around the world that would say they saw it and they would declare it. So, for example, in, let's see, where is it? The Dominican Republic, Australia, the United States. Some people would say, look, I'm going to base it based on what they see, which is understandable. Uh-huh. But since we're in the land of Israel, and we know historically this is what they would do, we're here to try to sight the moon as they would, find two witnesses, go before the group, the new Sanhedrin, which happens to be the 3T tour group, and declare that they've seen the moon, and then if so, we'll make a declaration. If not, it will be tomorrow.
Okay, all right, so here we are anyhow. Only a walk, mind you, listeners, only a walk from the hotel to the Jaffa Gate. Beautiful walk, but no, Keith, you know, he's in his, he's in his 50s now, and he can, you know, we've been doing it's a bit demanding on the old guy.
I wanted people to experience public transportation, so we had...
Oh, yeah, that's what you... Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Because we don't have trains in Australia. What are you talking about?
No, listen, if you come on...
He's tired, people. He's just tired.
On the 3T tour, you experience all forms of transportation, so we took public transportation with the other people that are in the land of Israel. So
I'm telling you now, I haven't been this fit for a while. It's your fault.
Awesome.
No, I've done all this exercise. We've walked, done so much walking. And but here we are. So
yes,
and it's a beautiful night. Once again, listeners, we've said this so many times, but we've been so blessed with the weather.
Oh, the weather has been amazing.
Nice, cool day. Okay, so let's go and see if we can find the crescent moon. Keith's excited. He's even got a little platform here. He's claimed a platform. Where are we here? We're under the...
Be careful.
If you notice, right now...
It's a bit slippery.
It's a little slippery.
Be careful, boys and girls, because you're going to... Don't slip there. You're going to fall down.
But here's the deal.
It's all right. Ruth's going to... You're going to help me up, Ruth?
Yeah.
Look at this. We're all up here. Now, which... What direction are we facing? Keith, what direction are we facing?
Okay, so here's what we want to do, you guys. Let me just show you what's happening.
Oh, sorry.
We found the first... This is a... Oh, come on. Hold on. Help everyone. Help everyone up. Oh!
Oh, thank you. So we have a compass here. Dan's given me a compass. We're facing southwest, and the moon is going to be rising in the west, right? In the west. So we're looking that way towards the... What is that?
We can't get behind here if it was just me and my son Kyle.
What is this? What is this minaret here?
That's a minaret.
What the Jaffa Gate minaret?
Yeah, why not?
Why not? That's what we're going to call it. And we're just below there in the corner on a platform. We're looking west, right?
Yes.
And what is that that we're facing? What is that building? Do you know?
Okay, and just if you notice, you guys, where we're going to be looking, and it's really, you know, the best thing would have been if we were at the Mount of Olives, because then we'd be looking over the city. But basically, the moon would come somewhere between. You see this this deal on top of the building here, right behind the building? Looks like a minaret. It's like the YMCA or something like that.
All right. Okay.
To the left of that is where we're going to hopefully see it. Okay.
Okay. So there is a little bit of cloud cover. It looks like it may be clearing a little. To be honest, I'd be surprised if we do see it, but here we are anyhow, and it's been a beautiful walk, and it's a beautiful evening. All right, listeners, we'll be back.
Point that direction. No, point towards the moon.
So we're waiting. It's now dark. The street lights are on, and we've just spotted the first stars. Directly above us, but no moon. There's still some cloud cover. It's a beautiful night. It's a beautiful night. It's a nice night to be doing this regardless. And so we, anyway, we're watching. We can't see it. The clouds are there, but we're going to stick it out for another, what do you reckon, Keith? 10, 20 minutes? Keith, what was that?
No, I said so back 2,000 years ago, they would have people out looking for the new moon, and they'd get two witnesses. They'd have to have two witnesses come before the Sanhedrin and declare that they saw the new moon. They'd ask the questions, and then after they would answer the questions, if they were correct, they would then receive a meal.
Nice.
Yes. And so if we don't see the new moon, there's no dinner for us.
All right. We're signing off. We're walking away. We've waited, we were there for about a bit over half an hour. We haven't been able to see it. There's just too much cloud, unfortunately, but it's a beautiful night to be out anyhow. Keith, what do you reckon?
I say that unless we get a report from at least two witnesses, I say that tomorrow begins the new year.
Tomorrow, for those who reckon it by the first crescent, will be the default New Year's Day, right?
Yes, that's absolutely right. Absolutely right. But how beautiful is it? Isn't it wonderful?
Oh, it's just gorgeous to be out this evening anyhow. And it's nice. Just looking over the city is just beautiful. The lights of the wall here by the Jaffa Gate, very, very nice. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to go get a couple of bottles of wine. We're heading back for dinner. So the sound of the horn that you just heard is Nehemiah Gordon driving. And where are we?
We are on the Mount of Olives. And we are actually on our way to sight the new moon from one of the best vantage points in the Jerusalem area. It's the lookout from the Mount of Olives that looks out over really all of the western side of Jerusalem. And you can see there the Temple Mount. It's one of the highest hills, and it's really a beautiful spot. People come from all over the world to that spot just to get pictures of the panorama of the beautiful vistas. And we're going there to sight the new moon.
Excellent. We're going there to sudden, but you know, the sun is still setting and it's looking kind of hazy. It's been a bit of a windy day and it looks like the dust has blown in. Do you think we're going to see it?
I do think we're going to see it. And actually yesterday, this hasn't been made public yet, but yesterday somebody in Jerusalem got a photograph with a telephoto lens of the new moon. And he was looking right at it with binoculars and could not see it, even with binoculars. But with the telephoto lens, he was able to capture the image of it. And that proves definitively that it was not visible yesterday.
Okay. So even if it was, even if the clouds were, because it was kind of cloudy,
even,
right?
Even if there hadn't been haze, it was not visible to the human eye. It wasn't even visible to binoculars. It was only visible to a telephoto lens with you know, extreme enhancement. And what that proves is that this observer was looking at the exact spot with binoculars, and it was not visible.
So for those who go by the first sighting of the crescent, today is the day. There's no doubt about it.
Today is the day.
Okay. So here we are, and we're going to go and see
this
if we can...
Wednesday, March 12th, isn't it?
Wednesday, March 12th.
2013.
You know, that you've put a date to it, you know I have to go back and edit this tonight and get it up and...
Do you?
For the listeners. So... And just while, you know, and while I do that, I'll let listeners know that there's so many recordings that we've made here over in Israel. I am going to get them all up, but there's literally hundreds of recordings, and you'll be enjoying those over the coming weeks. But this one, you're going to get as soon as possible. We are up here. We're going to sight the moon. The sun is setting. It's very close to the horizon, and it's only, I'd say, maybe a matter of 15 minutes before it's down, right?
Actually, yeah, it's about 15 minutes. 5:45 is currently 5:29. We will probably, you know, start... I think we'll probably see the moon around 6:10, something like that.
Excellent. So I'm here with my mate Jeremy from Hawaii, Deb Burnett, right? And the Cultured Karite.
Yeehaw!
So we've made a party of it. We're going to see what we can see. So I've just got out of the car, and interestingly, I can see some people with cameras set up over there. Are they... Nehemia? I was just saying, we've just got out of the car. Smells like cat urine, but...
Shocking in Jerusalem, the smell of cat urine.
But there's a gentleman over there with a couple of pretty decent cameras on a couple of tripods. Would he be... I mean, is this the place where people come, or...?
Oh, to sight them. He's probably not sighting the moon. People come here every day to take photos because it's such a beautiful vista. This is the place where whenever you see a photo of Jerusalem, it's usually from this spot when it's the whole city. And it's funny because I once actually brought my dog Georgia here, and there was a busload of Russian tourists who were taking photos of this beautiful vista, and they stopped what they were doing and started taking pictures of Georgia.
Ah.
And there's actually a photo on Facebook of her sitting over there or standing over there.
Who can blame them? So it is beautiful. It is a little bit hazy. But the sun is setting. I might get my camera out. Good evening.
Good evening.
Where are you from?
Hong Kong.
Hong Kong.
Oh.
Nice to meet you.
Ni hao.
Ni hao.
Instantly, Nehemia Gordon switches into Chinese.
How are you? Ni chur lama?
Yeah, I'm good.
And you're taking photos of the sun setting.
Yeah.
Yep.
Making the time-lapse movie.
Making a time-lapse movie?
Yeah.
Wow.
Really? Very good. Okay. It's beautiful, yes?
Yeah, it is.
Did you know that the new moon will be coming up very shortly?
Yeah.
You know that?
Yeah, because we were in the desert in Jordan, and there's no moon. The whole sky is all of star, and we know that the moon is coming out.
There we go. So you're going to get that on camera, right?
I think so.
Okay.
Cool.
So, Dev... that's a camel, right? I mean,
that is a real camel.
We've got lots of those in Australia, but not where I am from.
That's Sparky.
He's got a name.
Yeah. I've seen him before. Yeah, okay. When I was here before. Yeah, that's Sparky.
Okay, so that's Sparky the camel. He's got a pretty angry owner, it would seem.
Yeah, well, camels are very angry too.
Oh, really?
They'll bite you.
Oh, well, he's got to be pretty.
They'll spit. They'll bite.
Ew. Wow. Okay. You don't have camels in Texas?
I'm sure there's a few.
There might be a few.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what I like? You know, where we do come from, you know, every now and then, driving through the fields in the middle of nowhere, I have seen a few camels, I have to admit. I've even seen a couple of donkeys.
One of the things that we saw let's see, today's Wednesday. I guess it was Tuesday morning. We left early to go out to the Jordan Valley to look at barley. And because it was early, everybody had their flocks out. And in the Judean Desert, at this time of year, there's some greenery there. It goes away very, very quickly. But I actually saw a herd of cattle, which I wish I saw goats and sheep. And then here's this herd of cattle.
Nice.
And it really threw me off.
Yeah, really?
I was glad to see him, but I was surprised.
Yeah, how about that? All right, so we're making ourselves at home here. Oh, look at that. No, I got to get a photo of that. Hang on a second. So what I'm seeing for the listeners is that the sun is literally going down behind. What is that? Is that like, what is that building?
That is the YMCA.
I thought it was. That's the YMCA. And the sun is huge, and it's just to the left of the bell tower. And it's sort of disappearing in the haze. That is beautiful. So the sun is going down. It's disappearing behind the YMCA, which means very soon the moon will be coming up.
So I'm saying the moon is actually already out. It's just not visible because the sun is so much more bright. If we had some kind of special, you know, device that doesn't actually exist, also got a special optical device, we could see that the moon was actually up and above and to the left of where the sun is. Now we have to wait because we have to wait for the sun to go down, for it to get darker, for the moon to become visible. Really what we're waiting for is the contrast to be right, because right now it's way too bright for us to see the new moon. It's just a tiny sliver.
So so as soon as we pass that level of twilight, I suppose, then we see it, but it's already up.
About 20 minutes or so.
20 minutes or so. Okay. Go on.
So, Jonah, have you noticed in the city as you're driving around that there are a lot of these spiky evergreen trees, but there's a lot of bushes that grow along walls, and right now they've got some very faint purple flowers on
them.
Yes,
I have. Okay, I've noticed that.
Do you know what that is? In this whole city, I mean, you see it everywhere.
So, are you talking about rosemary?
Yes, it's rosemary.
You know what?
Isn't that amazing?
I love rosemary, and I love just walking along whenever I can reach out and put some in my hand. And just and smell that.
I can't imagine. And that's, you know, the city smells different, and it's the rosemary.
They need some rosemary here because this smells like cat urine.
Yeah, they do. Well, there's a lot of cats in Jerusalem. Yeah, there's an amazing amount of cats.
There's an incredible amount of cats. But there's an amazing amount of rosemary, and it's smelling beautiful. And actually, we were in Shiloh the other day, and there was a whole lot of lavender as well.
Oh, I love the lavender. And yesterday, I found out about wormwood. I ran my hand over, you know, this bush, and it smelled wonderful. And it turns out it's wormwood from the Bible.
It's strong, isn't it?
It is strong.
It's strong. I actually have some of that at home.
And it's you can make tea with it. It's a little ingredient in mint tea.
Yep.
So I'm going to grow some when I get back.
I'll give it a try. All right. So the sun is down. The sun is down behind. There's no more. It's a little bit of a glow of twilight, and we'll
feel a little clouds over there, but we still should be able to see it.
We should, yeah. I think it's more haze, isn't it? Man, it's hazy.
A lot of dust from the west, from and the south, from the desert. It's really dusty.
And so it's dusty like this a lot, Nehemiah?
Oh yeah.
And so
what happens is we get these dust storms that come out of the Sahara, either out of the Sahara or the Syrian desert, and the whole area will be covered in dust.
It's pretty hazy. Anyhow.
I see it.
No.
Yeah, I do.
Where? Where?
Okay,
so I'm looking at the YMCA. Oh, it's up there. It's that far up.
Yeah.
Where do you see it?
Okay, so...
Where do you see it?
Hang on.
So, Dev Burnett has spotted it first. She's pointing. I can't
really
pick it yet.
Really
high, she's saying. I don't see it yet.
You guys don't see it?
Are you serious? Oh, I do see it. There it is. Yeah, it's a smile. Well spotted, Deb. That's pretty spectacular.
If you hold your hand out, how many?
Yeah. Yeah, I can see it. Well done. How about that?
I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, I'm looking at it smiling. Do you see it, Jeremy?
Is it in the blue?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You got it?
Yeah.
Jeremy's got it. Deb's got
this
it first. I got it second. I'm a second witness. Woohoo!
Yes, you are. You're the second witness.
And Jeremy can see it. And Deb, my cultured Karaite friend, you were just saying, here come the prayers. What are we listening to?
Those are the evening Arabic prayers that they announce these prayers over loudspeakers, I think 5 times a day, and they're very loud.
4:30 a.m.
Yeah, 4:30.
4:30 a.m. Yay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, folks. There it is. It's in the sky. For Woo! Those who reckon Happy it this way, the year has begun. Right.
This is the beginning of the Hebrew year.
Beginning of the Hebrew year.
Oh, there it is.
You found it. It's much higher than I expected.
Well, that's because each day it's going to be higher up in the sky at sunset and take longer to set. And this is why we didn't see it yesterday. So where you see where it is, well, it would be way, way, way much further down yesterday at sunset near the horizon. And the sun will set, but it's setting too. The moon's also setting. And so the contrast wasn't sufficient for us to be able to sight it yesterday.
Okay.
Now it's high enough and bright enough that we can see it.
Okay, so there it is. And just a reminder, I'm sure most of the listeners are aware, for those who reckon the new year this way, it's also in combination with the barley, right? Which you...
Right.
Okay, fill them in.
So we've got the ripening of the barley, which is the Aviv barley. And this is actually what we're looking at right now up in the sky in the Bible is called Chodesh Ha'aviv, the new moon of the Aviv. We've got the Aviv barley out in the fields, and we've got the new moon, and together that's Chodesh Ha'aviv. Deuteronomy 16, verse 1, Shamor et Chodesh Ha'aviv, observe the month of the Aviv. And that's exactly what we're doing right now. We're observing the Chodesh, because the word Chodesh means both new moon and month. We are observing the new moon of the Aviv right now as we speak. I can see it right there.
You can see it. You know what? I think that the culture Karaite hasn't seen it yet. Everyone's seen it except for her. Where's Wally? Dev,
you
where's
need
Wally?
To make more kefir.
Is it kefir meant to make your eyesight better? Come on.
Oh, there
he
is.
Oh, she's seen it. She's found
oh,
it.
Yeah.
All right.
Now to blow the shofar.
Did you bring... So Jeremy's got one.
I have an app. Can I play my shofar app?
Are you serious?
I have a shofar app.
Nehemiah's got a shofar app. Are you serious? Here it comes.
Hold on.
Called okay. Mighty Shofar. Unfortunately, it's on an iPhone, so I don't know that it's actually mighty.
Did it do anything?
That's pretty lame.
Wait, now hold on this one.
Here's your heart out, Keith.
Shana Tova! Happy New Year! Woo!
Yeah!
All right, now let's get a picture of this sucker. If we can. Now, where is it?
The sighting of the new moon, the beginning of the new year. And Nehemiah has taken us to...
Happy New Year! Yo ho ho!
Nehemiah has taken us to... Where are we?
We are in Abu Ghosh. And this is actually an Arab village just outside of Jerusalem. Well, thank you. It's an Arab village just outside Jerusalem, and it has a really interesting story because this in 1948 during Israel's War of Independence, Israel was invaded by five Arab countries or something, and Abu Ghosh was the only Arab village to side with Israel, and specifically Jerusalem was under siege by completely surrounded. And the people of Abu Ghosh showed the Israelis how to get through to get supplies to Jerusalem. And it was actually crucial for keeping Jerusalem Jewish. And part of the story... Oh, hold on a second. Thank you. Wow. So they've just brought us 20 little plates of different types of salads. And you don't come to the Abu Ghosh restaurant unless you're really hungry. Yeah, this is really the best one. But anyway, the story of Abu Ghosh is the city of Jerusalem was under siege, surrounded by Arab enemies, and they weren't able to get supplies through. People were starving to death, literally. And the people of Abu Ghosh, they were hated by all the other Arabs because they had a long history of being horse smugglers. And so they showed the Jews the horse smuggling route, which was through these passes in the mountains, and they were able to get supplies to Jerusalem, and that kept Jerusalem Jewish. So the people of Abu Ghosh were actually crucial for keeping Jerusalem Jewish, which is the heart of Israel. If Jerusalem fell, the entire country would have fallen. And what's interesting about Abu Ghosh is if you look at the history of this spot, look at the history of Abu Ghosh, it's located
exactly on the spot of the ancient coalition of five cities that sided with the Israelites when they came into the land. This is the site of one of the Gibeonites. The Gibeonites had five cities, and one of them was called Kiryat Yearim, which is exactly on this spot. And so when the Israelites came into the land, everyone attacked them and wanted to be their enemies, except for the people of Abu Ghosh, of this exact spot. So history has repeated itself, and it's hard for me to believe that that's a coincidence. So this is a pretty important spot here.